这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I'm really glad that you have joined me today for our program. Our program, Jewels from the Internet, is jewels that I find on the Internet. It might even be stories or information that people send to me on my email address at home.You know, I check my address faithfully every day so that I can get new stories and new information that I can share with you on this program. We try to give you some information or stories that will help you in your life, but will also help you to learn English. Now, most of you are listening to the English program, aren't you?And that's probably because you want to learn more English. Well, this program, I hope, will give you some more useful words that maybe you have never heard before, or just the spellings of them or the meanings of them. I hope that you can understand my pronunciation so that you can say the words afterwards and that you could use them in front of your friends and family.And they would understand you. Well, you know, we're working on story number 409, and that's in book 12. I like to put all my stories into short little booklets for you, so that if you want, you can write to me and ask for the stories. You can write and ask by the story number, or you can also ask by the book number.I hope that you will keep all your little pieces of paper, that you maybe write down the meanings of the words and the spellings, and then when you get your books, you can always put them right into be by the side of the story so that you can look back if you've forgotten how to pronounce the word or maybe how to spell the word. Let's go back and read story number 409.And this one is some sayings according to first graders. Now, a first grader is somebody that's just started school. I know that there's kindergarten, and then there's usually first grade, or grade one. That's how they say it where I come from, grade one. So it's the child that's maybe about 6 years old,And they're just starting school. So these are sayings according to first graders. That means some teacher decided to write down some of the interesting or the cute little things that grade one children say. And if you've had any grade one children around you, you know that they're usually very honest and sometimes very funny in how they think and what they say.Well, let me read it for you. A first grade teacher collected well-known proverbs. He gave each child in the class the first half of the proverb and asked them to come up with the rest. Here is what the kids came up with. Better to be safe. Punch a fifth grader.Now it should read, better to be safe than sorry. Strike while the bug is close. But the real proverb is, strike while the striking's good. The next one, it's always darkest before daylight saving time. But the real proverb is, it's always darkestbefore the storm. Never underestimate the power of termites. The proverb should read, never underestimate the power of love. You can lead a horse to water, but how? The proverb reads, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Don't bite the hand that looks dirty. The real proverb says, don't bite the hand that feeds you. The next one. No news is impossible. It should read, no news is good news. You can't teach an old dog math. And most people say it like this. You can't teach a dog new tricks. Love all, trust me. And the proverb usually says, love all, trust no one. The pen is mightier than the pigs. Now, if you were reading the proverb, it would say, the pen is mightier than the sword. An idle mind is the best way to relax. The real proverb says, an idle mind is the best medicine. Where there is smoke, there's pollution. But I've always heard it like this. Where there is smoke, there's fire. A penny saved is not much. You've probably heard it this way. A penny saved is a penny earned. To his company, three's the musketeers. It should read, to his company, three's a crowd. Children should be seen and not spanked or grounded. But you've heard it like this. Children should be seen and not heard. If at first you don't succeed, get new batteries. But the proverb really says, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. You get out of something what you see pictured in the box. But if you really had the proverb written in front of you, it would say, you get out of something what you put into it. Well, let's go back. Those were some interesting ones. Sometimes the actual proverb and what the children said meant exactly the same thing. In most cases, though, it did not. Let's go back and let's read them again one by one. And I'll give you the meanings of the words and maybe some spellings, and then maybe tell you what the proverbs really says. Now, first of all, we talked about what first grade was. It's grade one, or a child that's just coming out of kindergarten and going into their first real classroom setting. So first grade. The teacher had collected well-known proverbs. When you collect something, that means you gather them together or you keep them. I'm sure that this teacher probably had so many things that he had collected over his teaching career. I know sometimes when I'm around small children, I like to write down some of the things that they say because they're always very interesting. So this teacher had collected some proverbs. Let me spell collected for you. C-O-L-L-E-C-T-E-D. Collected, to keep things or to gather things. Now you're going to ask me what a proverb is. Well, you know, I looked it up because I had to remind myself what a proverb is. Let me spell it for you and then I'll give you the definition. Proverb, P-R-O-V-E-R-B, proverb, P-R-O-V-E-R-B. Well, when I looked it up in my dictionary, it said it's a short, well-known saying. So he collected all these little short, well-known sayings. And I'm using the other word for that, and it's proverb. So he collected these proverbs. Well, he wanted to see what his first graders, or the children that were about 6 years old, would say if he gave them half of it and they could fill in the other half. So these are the ones that we're going to read again here today. He gave each child in his class the first half of the proverb and asked them to come up with the rest. That means the remainder. Okay, the rest. Here's what they went on to say. The proverb should be, better to be safe than sorry. What does that mean? It means that you wish that you had been listening so that you could have done it right. You want to be safe and not sorry. Now, you can relate this to telling a child to look both ways before he crosses the street. You want them to be safe, so you tell them, look both ways before you go out in front of cars. Well, a child may think they're safe, but they might be sorry that they actually didn't listen because they might get hit by a car, or almost. Well, what did the first grader say? Better to be safe than punch a fifth grader. Well, when you punch somebody, what do? You hit them. Can you just see in your mind's eye a small child that's maybe six hitting or punching somebody that's maybe 11 in the fifth grade? Oh, it's better to be safe than to punch a fifth grader. Let me spell punch for you. P-U-N-C-H, punch, to hit something. Well, the next one, the next proverb should be strike while the striking's good. That means do something that you need to do right now while you have time. But the child in first grade said, strike while the bug is close. To strike here means to hit, to go and hit something, to strike it. S-T-R-I-K-E, strike. And of course, a little child thought it would be fun to strike or hit a bug. And the bug has to be close to you in order to strike it. After all, you're not very big when you're in first grade. So you need to strike it while it's close. I think that child must have lived in Hong Kong because there's lots of insects and bugs around where I live. And I like to get rid of them too. I like to strike them. The next one. It's always darkest before the storm. That means it gets very dark, doesn't it? If you were in a typhoon, like I have been, it gets really dark sometimes, or a tornado. The sky gets very dark, and then the rain comes. It's usually darkest before the storm. Let me spell darkest for you. D-A-R-K-E-S-T. Well, the child here said, it's always darkest before daylight savings time. Now that I might have to tell you what it is. In North America, they change the clocks sometimes just to give yourself another hour of daylight. And so in the springtime, you want extra daylight so you can go out into your farms and you can work the land. So they ask for an extra hour of daylight in the evening before the sun goes down. So here we have daylight savings time. It's when in North America when they change the clocks. So most people would be going to bed when it gets dark, right? But they want that extra hour of light, so they change their clocks by 1 hour. Let's go to the next one. The proverb is, never underestimate the power of love. What does underestimate mean? It says undervalue it or minimize it. You don't want to tell somebody, oh, it's not important. You're underestimating the power of love that way, aren't you? Don't underestimate the power of love. And the phrase power of love would mean what love can do, how love makes people act. So never underestimate the power of love. Now, the child said, never underestimate the power of termites. That's a true statement, isn't it? You know that termites will eat wood. And termites are little insects that like to go in and eat wood, and you think your wood is safe, but it might not be. It might crumble, might have holes in it. So if you have termites, don't underestimate what they can do. They can make you have furniture or wood somewhere in your house that is no longer useful or good. Let me spell underestimate for you. UNDERESTIMATE, underestimate. I'll spell it one more time. UNDERESTIMATE. The next one, the proverb is, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That just means that you can't force anyone to do something they don't want to do. Have you ever tried making your pet eat when it was time? I thought I would do that one day. I put food in my doggie's dishes, and I said, okay, puppies, come, eat. And do you think they ate for me? They looked at the food, they took a drink, and off they went. They weren't hungry. I could not force them to eat that food. Well, the child said, you can lead a horse to water, but how? So that child was thinking, how am I going to get that horse to the water so he can drink? So he wasn't thinking of the rest of the proverb. He was just thinking of the problem. How am I going to get a horse to go to the water? The next one, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Now, this one really means to be kind and nice to those who give you things and do things for you. You know, sometimes your parents are the ones that feed you, aren't they? Should you be nice to them? I think so. Otherwise, they may say, okay, I'm not going to feed you today. So don't bite the hand that feeds you. And what did the child say? Don't bite the hand that looks dirty. Well, I like what the child said better than I liked the proverb on that one, because I don't like to get too near to a very unclean or dirty hand either. When people are making food for me, I hope that they have washed their hands and they don't have dirty hands. Let me spell dirty for you. D-I-R-T-Y. Dirty. D-I-R-T-Y. And that would be unclean. Well, the next proverb says, no news is good news. That just means if you don't hear something, it's okay. I know sometimes people worry about somebody that's going on a trip. And they say, now when you get to your destination, make sure you call me. But really, all you have to do is say, if you get into trouble, call me. That way, you don't have to call me. And then no news would be good news. If you don't hear something, then everything is fine. But the child said, no news is impossible. That's true, isn't it? Because there's always something in the news. And the child here is thinking news as in a television news program or a radio news program. So there's always news, so it's not impossible. Let me spell impossible for you. I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E. The next one, you can't teach a dog new tricks. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, you know, have you ever tried to teach a dog new tricks? A dog that's maybe 8, 9, 10 years old, they don't learn very well, and it is hard. But the child said, you can't teach an old dog math. Was he correct? I think so. I'm not sure dogs learn math at any time in their life, let alone an old dog. The next one, love all, trust no one. It just means be careful who you love or be careful who who you trust. But the child said, love all, trust me. This was a very positive little person, wasn't it? Trust me because I'm good. Trust. T-R-U-S-T. Trust. The next one. The pen is mightier than the sword. That just means that you can do a lot more harm by writing something about somebody than you can by probably using a sword. Most of us don't know how to use a sword. Probably that's why. But it means that we shouldn't write anything bad about other people. Well, the child said, the pen is mightier, that means more powerful, mightier than pigs. Well, I don't know if that means pen as in the pen where you put your pigs or in the pen that you write with. So I think he's thinking here that the pen is more powerful than the pigs. That means the pen would keep the pigs in, right? Mightier. M-I-G-H-T-I-E-R. That means powerful. The next one. I liked it. An idle mind is the best medicine. That means you should relax. Try not to be stressed, and you'll feel better. Well, you know, the child said exactly the same thing. An idle mind is the best way to relax. That means clear your mind of everything that you're thinking about. But what does idle mean? I-D-L-E. Idle. I-D-L-E. That means to do nothing. You're not thinking. You're just staring off into space, maybe. You're not doing anything. So your mind is not active. Your mind is just relaxing. And to relax means to rest, to calm down, to rest. So an idle mind, one that's not thinking or doing anything, is the best way to relax or rest. Let me spell relax for you. R-E-L-A-X. The next one. Where there is smoke, there's fire. Well, typically that's true. If you have fire, there's always some smoke, isn't there? But the child said, where there is smoke, there's pollution. This child must have lived in a big city where there was pollution or dirty air, and it made him think that was smoke, because sometimes we do see smoke in the air, don't we? Let me spell pollution for you. P-O-L-L-U-T-I-O-N, pollution. The next one is very true. A penny saved is a penny earned. That means if you keep some money to yourself, you'll always have that money. You'll have earned it. The child said, a penny saved is not much. And that's very true, isn't it? To save something means to keep it. And of course, a penny is money. But a penny is not very much money. And that's why the child said that. A penny saved is not much. Two is company, three's a crowd. A crowd is usually more than two people, isn't it? But if you only have two people, you're good company for each other. That means that you have a good friendship or you're doing something together. That's what company would do. But three's a crowd. And that's true. Have you ever seen children when there's three of them? One always gets a little bit left out, don't they? There's too many of them. Well, the child said, two is company, that's being with one another, but three's the musketeers. Now, the musketeers are a fictional story, I believe, and I think they've made it into a movie, where there's three people that work together, and so they call themselves the musketeers. I'm going to spell musketeers for you just in case you don't know how and you might want to use that word. Capital M-U-S-K-E-T-E-E-R-S. Musketeers. Let me try it again. Capital M-U-S-K-E-T-E-E-R-S. Well, you know, our time is up and I've only got three left. So you're going to have to come back for our next program so we can pick up where I left off today and we'll finish off those three before we go on to a new story. I hope that you've enjoyed what these children have said, because children are usually very honest. In some of these, you've already noticed that. And they're very truthful, and also they're usually very funny. So sometimes children say things that maybe they don't understand what the meaning is. Well, I do have to go, but let me give you my address before you have a chance to say goodbye to me today. If you're going to put something in the mail to me, which I would really like, I have an address for you. Put down to Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, and the address is Hong Kong, Kowloon Central Post Office Box. Let me spell it for you. Kowloon, capital K-O-W-L-O-O-N, Central, C-E-N-T-R-A-L, P-O Box, 71030. That's Box 71030. I also have a email address, and I hope that you will take the opportunity to use it. JiaoMeng@vohc.com. Let me spell it for you. JiaoMeng, ZHAOMING@vohc.com. I must run for today, but please come back for the next program of Jewels from the Internet. Bye for this time.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 A-I-D-E 艾德 @vohc.cn。 谢谢您今天的收听，再见。